Promise 46. I'll read it three times. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. What's most fascinating about the words of this well-known, well-worn promise almost aren't the words themselves, but instead the hearers who first heard them read aloud. The lukewarm church at Laodicea, one of the seven first century churches spoken about in the book of Revelation. Can you imagine sitting in the fellowship of Laodicea, receiving that miraculous, written-down revelation of heaven from John, and then hearing that you were more likely than anything to be, quote, spit out of Jesus' mouth? That even though you'd been week by weekly going through the motions of meeting, doing your nice little services, you'd been deluding yourselves about the reality of your obedience? What a moment that must have been. But even more remarkable is that after all the difficult words Jesus speaks to this wayward fellowship, he then turns right around and offers up today's promise to them. He changes the subject by saying, "All those whom I love, I correct and discipline. Therefore, shake off your complacency and repent." And then he speaks today's, "Behold." How wonderful is Jesus! That no matter how we've lost our way, wandered from his way, got into patterns of self-delusion, fruitless living, lukewarm folly, he calls us back. He knocks at the door of our heart, and if we'll only just crack the door, say, "Who's there?" he'll walk right through and set the table for dinner together. This is the glorious God we belong to. This is the Savior with that salvation smirk on his face. Which leads me to my other favorite part of this promise, in its Laodicean context, within its broader Seven Churches of Revelation context. Did you know that, despite all the foibles and up and down obedience and disobedience of those particular churches, each words to each end in the same way? It's true. Each of the churches is spurred toward fresh faithfulness by a promise Jesus gives us of what will happen to and for those that he calls victorious. So, in light of the promise of one who will walk right in and renew his love and personal fellowship with us, I'd like for you to hear all seven of those victorious statements. These are from Revelation 2 and 3, and they're after each word to each church. So here they are, with a short Eugene thought after each. Revelation 2, 7b. To the victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life which grows in the paradise of God. The Jesus who will knock at the door, allow you to answer, come on in, set the table, sit down, is the very same Jesus who will feast with you on fruit from the tree of life forever. Revelation 2, 11b. The victorious cannot suffer the slightest hurt from the second death. Death and the second death hold nothing that can ever hurt you. For you belong to Jesus, the Almighty, Eternal Victor. Revelation 2, 17b. I will give the victorious some of the hidden manna, and I will also give him a white stone with a new name written upon it, which no man knows except the man who receives it. He leans across the table and hands you some of his heavenly bread, today and forever, and also a new name he's been hiding in his heart, just for you. Revelation 2, 26 through 29. To the one who is victorious, who carries out my work to the end, I will give authority over the nations, just as I myself have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessels shall be broken to pieces. You see, in his economy, you are gloriously mighty. Revelation 3:5. The victorious shall wear such white garments, and never will I erase his name from the book of life. Indeed, I will speak his name openly in the presence of my Father and of his angels. You see, because of his perfect love, you are pure, holy, and blameless. Revelation 3:12. As for the victorious, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never leave it. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my own new name. Jesus, the one who would dine with you today, feeding you fruit from the tree of life and hidden heavenly manna, is the God of heaven. He is making you into a permanent pillar for his temple, a known named member of his mighty ones, a one who personally shares in his name. And then comes the amazing word spoken to the hearers of today's promise, the Laodicean Fellowship. Revelation 3:21. As for the victorious, I will give him the honor of sitting beside me on my throne, just as I myself have won the victory and have taken my seat beside my Father on his throne. My friends, the Jesus who is knocking on your door today, wanting to take his meals at your table, is also the Jesus who will one day invite you up onto his throne. The one who's made you holy and blameless, fit for heaven, victorious with his victory, is the one who cannot wait to say to his Father, "Could you slide over a little? One of my best friends has finally arrived. This one who heard my knock, opened the door, let me in and dined with me, now he's here with us, Father. Slide on over. Let's let him sit between us forever." All I can say is, thank you, Jesus.